Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The filibuster is hanging by a thread. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. From the early session of the U.S. Senate, the filibuster rule has preserved our nation from wild swings in policy when a new party takes control. It demonstrates stability to the outside world, but now Kamala Harris is actively calling to abolish the filibuster so that the Democrats can pass their abortion, LGBTQ, and other radical agenda platforms.
I mean, she's trying in so many ways to change history. I mean, the filibuster rule, which requires 60 votes to stop discussion in the U.S. Senate before a final vote, this allows time for debate and thoughtful consideration. Well, Kamala Harris does not want that, so she can push this radical abortion bill that would make Roe versus Wade look shockingly conservative because it would force every state and territory to allow abortion up to and during birth.
Kamala Harris's campaign is really focused on one primary issue, and that's abortion. And so she came out and said that this particular bill that she wants to have passed, which is H.R. 12, H.R. 12 is the abortion bill, H.R. 15 is the LGBTQ bill. H.R. 12 is more radical than Roe versus Wade. H.R. 12 would override every state law. Every law that is out there would be overridden. And that means that it would require every state to abide by H.R. 12, and H.R. 12 allows abortion up to and including birth.
You know, it's interesting, Kamala has no answers for any other policies, but when it comes to abortion, she's waving the flag for that.
She is. She's taking a road trip for abortion. This so-called Women's Health Protection Act, which is H.R. 12, literally will force the states to allow abortion through all 9 months up to birth, would require the states to fund abortion, would require the states to not even have health and safety regulations, and would not allow the states to require that someone participating or performing an abortion be a licensed medical doctor. So it would totally deregulate abortion, and it would allow it for any reason. H.R. 12 is the most extreme bill possibly imaginable, and since it's a federal law, if passed, that federal law would preempt anything on the same subject that is contrary to it. So all the laws that have been passed in the states, all of those would be overridden by H.R. 12. The problem that Kamala Harris has, and some of the other Democrats in the United States Senate, is that they don't have 60 votes in the U.S. Senate to get past the filibuster. So they have a majority of Democrats, and then Kamala Harris, of course, if there was a tie, has the opportunity to break the tie. So there's more Democrats in the Senate than there are Republicans by one, and Kamala Harris added to another vote if there's a tie. But they don't have 60. So they could maybe get to low 50s, mid 50s, but they don't have 60 people that would actually vote for the filibuster rule and then allow the debate. Now, if they got past the filibuster rule, if they were able to get the 60, then if all the Democrats just voted together in lockstep, which they typically have done, then they would have 51 votes. And even if they lost one of them, Kamala Harris could be the tiebreaker, and they could pass virtually anything they wanted to. So it's not just H.R. 12, the abortion bill. It's also H.R. 15, the so-called Equality Act. And that would push LGBTQ across the country on every aspect, public and private. Everybody would be affected. Even if you're a stay-at-home person and you're selling things on the internet, you would be impacted by this H.R. 15 LGBTQ bill.
But you know, their MO seems to be if they can't win, then they change the rules. And you see this everything from what they're doing here. They want to pack the U.S. Supreme Court with more members. You know, they want to steal elections, et cetera, et cetera. If they can't win, they will change the rules.
Here's some of the things that would happen if they abolish the filibuster rule. And by the way, they only need a majority vote to change the filibuster rule. All they need is 51 Democrats or a 50-50 tie with Kamala Harris with the tie-breaking vote to make 51. All they need is a majority of one, and they can abolish the filibuster. Now, if they abolish the filibuster, the abortion bill H.R. 12 passes. The LGBTQ bill H.R. 15 passes. They would have the votes to pack the U.S. Supreme Court with extra members to shift the balance of judicial power. They would have the votes to make the District of Columbia a state to shift the balance of power. They would be able to pass the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would legalize election fraud and expand numerous loopholes.
They would pass the Equality Act for privileges for LGBTQ conduct that would erase freedom of religion and speech.
And they would pass the radical pro-death legislation, as I just mentioned, H.R. 12.
If they can't win, they change the rules.
And so, you know, some of the voting bills that also can't get past the 60-vote filibuster would eliminate any voter ID. So, you know, you have to show your voter ID to go into the various government buildings in Washington, D.C. You have to show your ID to go into an airport. You have to show your ID to check out a library book.
To buy alcohol.
But you don't have
so
to show
things.
Your ID if they are allowed to pass these different bills, the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, to vote.
And that's what you're seeing in some of these states. They're now passing rules, policies, or whatever, so that illegals who aren't even citizens can vote.
Yeah, so, you know, there's some requirements right now in some states to show your ID to be able to vote. Makes sense, right?
It should.
But the ACLU and some of these others are filing lawsuits to block voter ID. Why do they not want you to present voter ID?
If you can't win, you change the rules.
And then you just allow illegals to vote.
Right.
I mean, we have actually gone to foreign countries, the United States have, in the Middle East, to increase voter security. Where they would have to give fingerprints or iris scans or some other kind of multiple attestation of your identity. Mexico has a lot more voter ID requirements than the United States of America. Mexico does. Yeah. When you look at America and the debate is over whether or not you should be a legal citizen or not, or whether you should have an ID to prove that you're a legal citizen, it's absurd. But this is what would happen if the filibuster is abolished. This is a serious issue because she is making this a major push during the campaign, and certainly it'll be a major push all the way through the end of 2024, because once you get past the election, no matter who wins, there will be a continued push to abolish the filibuster. Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action are sister ministry 501c4 organization is working on this. You can go to lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org. And I would encourage you to inform members of Congress to stand firm against any attempt to abolish the filibuster and to stand firm to block any attempt to pass H.R. 12, this radical abortion bill that would literally override all the states. So after the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs, that thankfully ruled there is no right to an abortion in the Constitution. That's a correct ruling. The matter was returned to the people and their elected representatives, which means Congress can get involved and the states can get involved. So we're battling very intensely on the state levels with regards to these abortion initiatives in 10 different states. But also at the federal level is another battle that's taking place, and we must not miss that one. That's H.R. 12. And we've been able to stop H.R. 12 either in the House so far or in the Senate. And we were able to stop it in the Senate because of the 60-vote filibuster rule. That's why Kamala Harris and Senator Schumer want to abolish H.R. 12 so they can pass abortion, LGBTQ, and their Voter Rights Advancement Act, which actually would legalize voter fraud.
But, so, you know, Matt, we cannot allow the subject, the killing of unborn children, innocent children, to become this political ploy for these radicals.
Absolutely.
Where have
we
come?
So pray for this country and get involved. Make your voice heard about this issue. You can go to lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.